This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada. Of course, you can find that program 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays, on AMI Audio. And Stephen joins us today from Glasgow, Scotland. Hey, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you yet again. And Stephen, I hear that your credit card has gotten another workout with the new wireless headphone adapter, the AirFly Pro, and you want to tell us a little bit about it today. The item came out in the fall of 2019, but it's new to you, and you purchased it, and we know you love yourself some gadgets. So what are some of the practical applications for the AirFly Pro?
Well, first off, can I say I actually bought this in the fall of 2019 when it came out,
and I've only recently started
using it.
Oh, I see.
And I'll tell you why, because I bought, you know, I'm up to date with my tech, Dave.
Oh, yeah, just like me.
Yeah, exactly. Up to date with the very latest gadgets and gizmos. So I bought myself, wait for it, an iPod Classic.
Nice.
Right? So I get myself this iPod Classic. Everybody on the show, Mark and Sean, are just slamming me for it constantly, saying, why are you buying something that is years old? What are you doing? I just love my old iPod.
Because it was the height of technology, man. Like, the iPod changed the world.
Exactly. And the clicky wheel, you know, little clicky wheel thing. Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, I can't really see it. I can barely, you know, get any accessibility on it. One of the few devices that had any. But even so, I still love it because I can hit play. It starts playing music. Just live in shuffle mode. That suits me. But here's the thing. I've got, like, the greatest headphones. I've got the AirPods Pro. I've got the AirPods Max. I want to use them with my iPod Classic. But of course, it only has a headphone jack on it, right? It's got a 3.5 mil headphone jack. So how do you get wireless headphones to work with that? Well, this is where the AirFly Pro comes in. Now, the reason it's called the AirFly Pro is because it's actually built for, you know, when you go on a flight, remember those days, Dave, we used to go on holiday and go places and get on planes?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, you would take this little device and you would stick it into the seat of the aircraft and you would be able to listen to whatever was on the screen, you know, on the little display.
Right, right. Okay.
Films,
yes.
TV shows, whatever. So this would actually bounce the signal from there wirelessly to your AirPods or to, you know, your headphones, your wireless headphones. And that is exactly what the AirFly Pro is all about. It's about flights, but you could use it for a whole wide range of things. If you went to the gym and you wanted to use the gym equipment, you could use the same gadget there as well, so you'd be able to get, you know, the audio from that device to the headphones you have, which means you don't have to carry around extra headphones, wired headphones, or God forbid use headphones that someone has left behind.
Oh gosh. Awful. Stephen, can you imagine getting on the treadmill and putting used headphones from somebody else in your ears?
I'm not a germaphobe, but no way. No way am I doing that. And that was pre-COVID. I wouldn't be doing that, right?
Yeah, so, right, exactly. COVID might not spread from the ears, but I don't want to take any chances.
I'm not taking the chance either, no. So, you know, that was some of the applications. But, of course, you know, I'm using it with my iPod Classic because I can plug in this little device and it wirelessly sends the signal from the device to my headphones.
So now you mentioned this thing came out in 2019, but it's Apple, right? There's got to be a million different versions of these.
Oh, there are. I mean, you can buy, I mean, Mark was telling me on the show, as you'll hear this evening, that, you know, there's like lots of cheap versions you can buy. Essentially, as he quite rightly points out, this is a Bluetooth transmitter, right? That's kind of what this is.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I think about it is it's because it has Apple involved, it's got magic fairy dust in it, and therefore makes it better. That's my take on it, and I stand by it. That's why I spent more money on this than I would have spent on a Bluetooth transmitter, which would probably cost like $12 off Amazon or eBay or whatever. You know, you probably pick one up in Best Buy. They are available, and oftentimes they're used in cars. That's often how you use them. People tend to use them to connect their phone to their car or vice versa. You know, so you can do all kinds of fun stuff with them that way. That's all it is, really. It's a Bluetooth transmitter, but, you know, it's got Apple stuff related, so it's better.
Right, of course, it has the little stamp on it. It has the little Apple stamp on
exactly,
it. So,
yeah.
So therefore, what did it cost?
They don't make it, though. I should point that out. It's made by 12 South.
Okay. 12 South. So what did it cost you to make this purchase?
Well, I bought it in an airport, so I probably spent double what it actually costs. It actually costs $69.
Okay.
Now, that's for the Airfly Pro. You can get, there's a Classic, there's a Duo, there's a whole wide range of different ones, actually. There's a ton of different types you can get. The Classic, the Duo, the Pro, and the USB-C as well, which is just a different way of charging. But I think you can also connect other devices to them as well. I think in the UK and Canada, you only really get the Airfly Pro that's available. I haven't tried the other ones yet, but it's a really cool device, and it just is so simple, really, really simple. Just a little box, very small, size of a matchbox, with a little 3.5mm cable coming out of it that you plug into whatever device you want to send the audio from to your headphones.
Do you find that it's fairly easy to use? Like, is the pairing process between the application or the adapter to your phone fairly straightforward?
Super easy, super easy. In fact, with the AirPods, and this is why they sell it that way, with the AirPods, it works instantly. It just connects up. It's a really simple process. You know, you can use other headphones with it, though, and this is important. So Bang & Olufsen headphones, Beats headphones, which does make sense. Beats now owned by Apple.
Yes, yes.
Some Sony brands, and Bose as well. I love my QC35s. Mark II, I should point out. That was a pair of headphones that my wife bought me for Christmas one year, and I absolutely adore them. I love those headphones. Are they better than the AirPods Max, though? Well, I can't say in front of her. But, yeah, the AirPods Max are better. But the point is you can use different headphones with it, which is really good as well. Some people think these are only for Apple products. They just work seamlessly with Apple products. That's the point.
Stephen, we know that you're an audiophile. What's your number? What's the number you're comfortable paying for a set of headphones? We were talking about this on air a couple of weeks ago. I'll pull them out of my pocket right now. I bought these sort of like AirPod knockoffs by a company called Boltoon, and I bought these on Amazon for $39.99, and they're awesome. They're awesome for $39.99. But what's your number in regards to what you're willing to spend on a set of headphones?
So I, too, in my hand, have $18. I don't think it's Bolton or whatever it was that it came from, but you know, these are very cheap, nasty AirPods. I'll tell you why, because I actually have the AirPods Pro, but they're not working at the moment. There's some serious problems with them. So I didn't want to go out and buy another pair of them, so I bought these cheap ones. And actually, do you know what? For listening to voiceover or getting navigation off the phone or just listening to JAWS off a PC, they're actually fine. And these cost me $18. So that's not too bad, right? In terms of what I would pay, I think I'd probably top it at £600. So probably, what, maybe $800, $900. I think that's as high as I'd want to go. And that's exactly what I did with the AirPods Max. I didn't want to really go much higher than that. I know you can spend a lot of money on headphones. But to be honest, even at my ears, I'm quite happy with that. And a lot of people say the AirPods Max are too expensive anyway. So some people are happy paying $200, $300, you know, even up to $400 for, say, the Bose, which will give you an excellent audio quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very difficult because it's all very subjective. Some people love Beats, for example, which I find they're just too bassy and too, it's not an enjoyable listen to me. The bass is too heavy, whereas Bose is nice. And of course, the Apple are perfect.
Because everything they do, utter perfection, totally and thoroughly.
Yeah.
Stephen, what else do you guys have on deck for the show tonight?
Honestly, the show is wild again, as it usually is. As you know, you've been on it.
What a surprise! What a surprise!
It's like a wild west. It really is. It is insane. We're going to be talking. Mainly, I think we spent the first half hour trying to figure out how to get Sean's mic working properly. Because it just sounds terrible for the first half hour. But we get it sorted in the end. No, we're going to talk about all kinds of things. We're going to be talking about these headphones. We're going to be talking a little bit about Windows 11 because the big announcement is today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more on that for you next week here on Now with Dave. See, I'm even promoting on your show, Dave.
I love that. Pure pro.
But yeah, we are going to give you all the details on it. The big event happens 11 a.m. Eastern, where Microsoft will be announcing what will be next for Windows. So a lot of us are interested in that. In particular, what are they going to do with accessibility? Because that's, of course, the area a lot of other tech shows don't talk about.
Right.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Stephen, before we let you go, I know you've been living a healthier lifestyle of late, especially with your mushroom coffee that you've been drinking. But it is indeed summertime. I don't know what the weather's like over in Scotland today, but it's quite hot throughout Canada today. So we're asking folks on our daily poll at AMI Audio on Twitter, Accessible Media Inc. on Facebook, what's your favorite summertime drink? And now the options we have listed here are iced coffee, iced tea, lemonade, and water. But Stephen, we definitely encourage you to go off the board.
I think iced coffee and lemonade would do me. I'd be happy with that. Do you know, I only recently get into iced coffee. People in Scotland think you're insane, because why would you not want to drink a hot drink in a country where it's constantly cold? But iced coffee, good. Lemonade, although I will say sugar-free lemonade, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Always thinking about the health.
This is all part of that new healthy lifestyle that you and I are living, my friend, through and through. Hey, Stephen, all the best to you. Enjoy the show tonight. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
And to you, Dave. Take care.
That's Stephen Scott. He's one of the hosts of Double Tap Canada, which airs Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. And he joined us this morning for us, this afternoon for him in Glasgow, Scotland. Of course, if you're listening to the podcast, though, you could be listening in the evening. So time is all relative. And of course, you can follow the Double Tap team on Canada at Double Tap Canada. At Double Tap Canada on Twitter is where you follow that team. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.